Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Joy of Business Radio. I am your host today, Gabrielle Venna. I am a Joy of Business facilitator, and we will be talking about finding your happy in business. Real quick, just a little business. I just want to remind people that the Joy of Business Book Club is still going on. You can still join if you haven't already, and you'll receive all the past recordings from the calls. All you need is the book, and it's really been phenomenal. We're not reading the book. We're actually going through the content and creating a really just each session is so rich and full of tools, and you can find the information on the Joy of Business website, and it's accessjoyofbusiness.com/bookclub. So what is happiness? It's interesting. When I was looking at this topic, and I've been looking at it a lot lately, one of my big targets, well, really for the last year and certainly for 2018, is to have more happiness and joy with everything I do and everything in my life. And certainly business is a big part of that. And so often, I think happiness gets kind of misidentified. So when I'm talking about happiness, what is it I'm actually saying? And happiness really is a space of being. There is a peace and a calm that comes with happiness. It's kind of like an overriding space. Now, oftentimes people think of happiness as giddy or kind of hysterical or this sort of exuberant expression of it. Now, joy is a part of happiness, and it's an expression of happiness, and it may be very giddy and very exuberant, and it may be softer than that. So I'm wondering, for everyone, what is happy to you? And everywhere you decided that happy has to look giddy, loud, rambunctious, anything like that, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it? And everything that brings up, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. What I just used is the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. It works like a magic wand and basically wipes away all the judgments and points of view and limitations that lock us into a certain way of being or a certain way of functioning, and gives a space to create something different. You can find out more about the clearing statement at theclearingstatement.com. There's a wonderful video that Dr. Dane here, one of the co-creators of Access Consciousness, made. So please go take a look at that if you have questions. So, let me start here. Actually, what have you bought from others about what happiness is? Do you have certain points of view about happiness that may be limiting or aren't actually true for you? I know personally, I used to have that thing where I'd misidentify happiness as being loud and rambunctious. And believe me, sometimes I am there. And when I'm not, it doesn't mean that I'm not happy. So everywhere you've decided you're not happy, or you're not experiencing happiness because it doesn't look a certain way that you bought from maybe friends, family, movies, television. I mean, examples of happiness are all around us in media. So everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it and allow yourself to be, know, perceive, and receive what happiness is for you? And everything that doesn't allow for that, right and wrong, good and bad, puck and pod, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Now, it's really interesting. So I was just looking at the title of this show, Finding Your Happy in Business. And really, in Access Consciousness, what we talk about is happiness is just a choice. There really is a choice available at all times to choose towards happy. Even if you're not there right now, what choices can you make? And they may be really small that will move you in the direction of happy. So what I'm going to ask you to do, and just do a little quick exercise, is tap into the space of being happy. So I'll walk you through this a little bit. Expand out. So basically, well, first thing is lower all of your barriers. All you have to do is ask them to lower. So all the barriers that are between you and you, and you and your body, and you and the earth, and any barriers that you have between you and your happy, ask them to lower. And now expand out. So basically, it's expand your being out at least a mile in all directions. And now 5 miles or 5 kilometers in all directions. And even bigger, 100 kilometers or 100 miles in all directions. And go up into the sky and down into the earth and out in all directions. So you're doing this spherically. And now 1,000 miles in all directions, 10,000 miles in all directions. And if you don't think you're doing it, you're probably already there. The thing is, this is a really ask and you shall receive exercise. When you ask to expand out, it happens faster than your mind works. So, and now expand out at least 50,000 miles in all directions. You're actually bigger than our planet. And keep on expanding if you need to get the sense of happiness. So now, ask, what is happiness to me? You can even ask universe, show me the space of happiness. And it may help, for me, one of my really happiest places is when I'm in nature. So for me, there's a few places on the planet that I immediately tap into for this. So maybe there's something like that for you, a place you visited where you just relaxed and had ease and that sense of peace and space and happiness where nothing's a problem. So tap into that. Excellent. So that's a sense of what it's like when you're happy. And you can always ask on a day that you may be out of sorts. And I do this. I'll just lower my barriers, expand out, and say, hey, universe, show me the space of happy. And it's pretty quick to tap in there. So it's really interesting. When I asked you about what you bought from others about what happiness is, one of the things that goes on in our world is happiness can almost be seen as a wrongness. So, for instance, when someone's upset or something quote-unquote bad happens to them, what occurs? People kind of rush to them. They give them sympathy and empathy and kindness, and there's sort of a rallying around that. Now, if you're out and you notice there's two people, say there's two people and you're in a restaurant and they're laughing really loudly, the most typical response is, man, what drug are they on? Like, being too happy has been made weird or judgeable. So I'm curious, where have you ever been told you were too happy or excited or joyful? For many of us, so much for my do not disturb not working on my phone. For many of us, it happens when we're really young and we don't even realize that we've been made wrong for it. And somewhere in there, we start to shut down the expression of happiness, the joy of happiness. So everything that brings up, and anywhere at any age, because it could happen last week too, but anywhere you were told you were too loud, too excited, too rambunctious, too joyful, and everything that created or uncreated in your world, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate that? Thank you. Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poc, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what I'm going to ask now, and I'm asking it of myself too every day, is to start paying attention to where you may shut yourself down or quiet yourself down, and where you could choose happiness. And it really is a practice. That's why I named the show like Finding Your Happiness, because it can be, and especially with business, because happiness and business, like how often are those two put together? Not so often. We're not really given a roadmap for that. Joy of business is really cutting edge in that way. And so start to find your happy. Look at it as an adventure, a journey, where you may choose something, and happiness is just a choice. So you make a choice and notice, has it increased your happiness or your ease and peace? Has it twisted you in some way? And if it has, if it isn't the ease and space of happiness that you anticipate, make a different choice. One of the tools we talk about, and you've probably heard about on the other Joy of Business shows, in Access, which is one of the 10 keys to freedom, is every choice is good for just 10 seconds. And the music is on, so when we get back from the break, we'll pick up there and talk about choosing in 10-second increments.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Joy of Business Radio. I am your host for today, Gabrielle Venna, and we are talking about finding your happy in business. And just before the break, I was about to talk about one of the tools we use in Access Consciousness, and it's one of the 10 keys to freedom, is every choice is living in 10-second increments. And it's the idea that every choice is good for just 10 seconds. And this doesn't need to be a frenetic kind of a thing. Basically, have you ever noticed that, and so often we're taught that when you make a choice, it has to be a permanent choice. I am choosing this and I stick with it and I'm not going to stop no matter what. Well, when we choose like that, we lock ourselves frequently into things that actually aren't expansive or creative or an invitation to happiness for us. It can create so much limitation and rigidity in our worlds. And one of the things that can make it easier to have a happy life is to have flexibility and for everything to be movable and changeable, so that when something isn't working well, all you have to do is move the pieces and choose something different. So as we all explore what our happy is, would you be willing to make a choice towards happy? And if it isn't working, make a different choice. And it's okay. You don't have to stick with something just because you chose it. And with the happiness thing, and especially when it comes to business, you don't want to get locked into something that isn't going to work. So what I'm saying here is just heighten your awareness and be willing to really be present with this as you discover what's happy for you. And joy and happiness are generative and creative energies. Have you ever noticed, like, when you're happy, how everything runs smoothly? And if there are bumps in the road or something doesn't quite go the way you expected, it really doesn't bother you as much. It's just like this little blip, and then next, move on. What's next? And this is a part of what makes finding and choosing you're happy with your living and with your business so vital. It makes everything easier and more fun. And when, bumps and challenges do pop up, they don't become these huge, heavy weighted things that stop us in our tracks. Money follows joy. Joy doesn't follow money. So the more joy and the more happiness we can choose and cultivate with our lives and with our business, the more money will come to us. And, you know, if you're in business, hopefully part of the reason you're in business, or at least one of your targets with business, is to actually make money, like giving your business the job of making money for you. So be happy. More money will flow in. So what I would like to look at next is really not just what is the space of happiness for you, but what creates happiness for you. What elements in your life create happiness? And are you willing to make those things a priority, even if it goes against convention? And I have so many examples of this from my own life. So I'm a Joy of Business facilitator and Access Consciousness facilitator. So I have personal clients that I coach, and I also facilitate classes both in person and online. So primarily I work from home, and I have two dogs that are very demanding and pull a lot of energy from me. And another thing about me is I really like to be outside. Like, if I could be outside all of the time, I would actually be happier. So one of the ways that I invite happiness into my business is to make sure that I allow myself time outside, breaks to pet my dogs and take them on walks. Sometimes I'll even take a beach break because I live near the beach, like in the middle of a project. I'm working on something and I get really frustrated and I'm like, you know what? I just need to be outside. I can tap back into that space of happiness so much more easily that way. And so I will stop in the middle of a project and go take a walk or short hike or go to the beach. And true confessions time, I don't choose that nearly as often as I could. And that's part of why I made creating more happiness with my life and business one of my big targets for this year. Is all those little things that actually aren't difficult to choose, but I just don't choose them as often as I could. So what are those things for you? And again, let's take a quick moment and do a little exercise, and I won't go through it as detailed as I did before, but again, lower all your barriers and expand out in all directions. And you can even say, ask the universe, like, how much space can I occupy to have total clarity and ease with this? And let your body just expand out. Now, what contributes to your happy? And even if it has nothing to do with your business. And notice what comes up. And I'll ask again, what contributes to your happy? What choices could you make that will contribute to more happiness and ease and joy? Now, you may get specific examples that come up, like going for a walk, petting a dog, walking outside and feeling the sunshine on your face. And you may just have an energy that comes up. So I'll ask one more time, in case it's an energy that came up for you and not a specific thing or action, what contributes to your happy? And if an energy has come up, just notice it. Be familiar with it. And then as you go about your day, if there's a choice you can make that matches the energy of whatever that is, choose it. That's something that may not make any sense to you that will contribute to your happiness. Because happiness is a choice. And along that vein, what we focus on will create. And if we're focusing on what's challenging or difficult, that's what we'll create more of. We'll see more and more of that. If you focus on a question, as we do with Access Consciousness, of, gosh, what brings me joy? What makes me happy? What makes my body happy? And you just stay in question, then the things that will contribute to that will show up. And then your only job is to choose them. And if you don't choose them, that's okay. One of the huge things that we talk about in Joy of Business, and you've heard about on the Joy of Business radio show before, is to not judge yourself. Really, judgment kills happiness. Judgment kills creation. Judgment just kills. It takes energy and contracts it down to the lowest possible form. So what I'm going to ask of you is to not judge yourself. So for everything that you think you're getting right with your business and everything that you've decided you're getting wrong with your business or you're not good enough at or there isn't enough of or the things that you do too much that aren't actually creating what you desire, all of that, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all of those judgments of you? And everything that doesn't allow for it, destroy and uncreate that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, talk, shorts, boys, and beyond. Oh, so, the less you judge yourself in general, and particularly with your business, the more space you have to be happy, to be joyful with your business and with your life. Your business and your life are all a part of a whole. One is not separate or distinct from the other. So the more happiness you can choose in your life, the happier you will be in your business and vice versa. So what if instead of just focusing on your business, you set your focus towards living a full life, doing what creates more happiness, and then by choosing that, being the invitation for more happiness to show up. So separately from business, what are the things that you really enjoy? And look at this for a minute. Do you enjoy being social? Do you enjoy going out with friends or with family? Is that something that lights you up? Do you enjoy the arts, going to the movies or going to hear music or going to a museum? Do you enjoy being outside, physical activity, whether it's a sport? Music is coming up again, a sport or something like that. And do you choose enough of those things? We'll explore this more when we return from the break on Joyous Business Radio.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Joy of Business Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Venna. And again, we are talking about finding your happy in business. And just before the break, I was asking everyone about with your life, so outside of business, just living your life, the activities and the things you can choose that make you happy. So hopefully you came up with a few examples. And if you're just joining us, what activities, what in your life makes you happy? Whether it's social, going out to dinner in restaurants, having drinks with friends, going dancing, maybe it's exercise. For me, I love skiing. Oh my gosh. When I talk about it, my whole body starts vibrating. I love skiing and moving down the mountain. I get nature. I get speed. I get exhilaration, trees, snow. It's so much fun for me and truly, truly like a joyful expression of me. Oh. Just thinking about it, it's palpable. So what are those things for you? And it may not be that exuberance that, you know, barreling down a mountain on skis gives. It can also be those gentle things. It could be sitting by a lake or a river, or in my case, the ocean, and just listening to the water. Or it could be, you know, walking outside during a rainstorm. Snuggling on the sofa with a pet or a loved one. So what are those things, and are you choosing them often enough? And if you aren't, what's in the way? One of the things that for many people we've allowed to be a stopping point is money. And we've already talked about money follows joy. Joy doesn't follow money. So is there anywhere in your life that you're waiting for the money to show up so you can choose to be happy and choose to be joyful and choose to do the things that bring more joy and happiness to you? And everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, puck and pod, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Don't wait for money to create your life. Start creating your life now. And one of the examples I use, just from my own life, I can't even remember, but it was several years ago. And I was looking at my life and I wasn't that happy. I wasn't unhappy, but I just didn't have that enthusiasm for living that I knew I could. And I live in Los Angeles. So Los Angeles being one of the largest cities in the world and one of the entertainment capitals of the world, I mean, there is so much to choose here. Both, we have the beach. In an hour and a half, you can be in the mountains. There are local mountains that in 10 minutes I can be hiking in. We have theater, music, just everything you can imagine. It's really right here at my fingertips. And yet, I wasn't choosing it. And I love good food. And I wasn't choosing to go out to restaurants with people. And so I made a decision. And I'm not saying you need to do this, but just look at what it would be for you. And I chose to, one of my very favorite things is the Hollywood Bowl. It's this phenomenal outdoor music venue that's kind of world famous. And it's one of those places that musicians, like, it's one of their bucket list places. Like, when I play the Hollywood Bowl, I'll know I've made it. It's one of those types of venues. And I decided that even though I didn't necessarily have the cash flow to justify it, I chose to buy a small subscription, and I think I get something like 5 concerts a year, and I can choose across a whole variety of things. There's everything from classical to jazz and blah, blah, blah. And you can bring in your own food and your own, like, wine and drinks. It's this really great thing. And I chose that. I'm like, I am not going to live in Los Angeles anymore without taking advantage of the things that I would actually choose to live in Los Angeles for. So I've done that, and I've done it every year since. And I think last year I ended up going to like 10 different shows and concerts, and I love it. It adds something to my life. And so I charged it, and I was okay with it. And now I charge it and I pay it off right away. But what could you choose? And it can be something small. It could even be taking yourself to a movie or something like that. But what could you choose that you're not choosing because you're waiting for the money to show up? And everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, perceive, and receive what those things are for you, would you destroy them, create it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all 9 pod talks, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So steps you can take. So cultivating this rich life, right? What can you, we've talked about what you can do and add to your life to make it as fun as possible. And if the money thing really, really isn't there for you right now, it's okay. Choose the free things that you can do that create that. And the more joy and the more happiness you have, the more of an invitation you are for the money to show up to choose the bigger things. So back to, and then I just wanted to finish up with that thought. And now, steps you can take. That's certainly one of them, is to cultivate a rich and satisfying life. Now, another question I have for you, bringing it back to business, is have you made your business your life? And everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all 9 pod, pox, shorts, boys, and your beyonds. Making your business significant will limit possibilities. When we make something significant, oops, I have to cough, excuse me. When we make something significant, we're actually generally looking at it from a really limited perspective. It's like, you know, if you have a hallway with a door at the end, and you're like, this is my business, this is the way it needs to be, and this is how I'm going to, you know, get to those goals. And you just walk straight down that hallway, straight down whatever path you're on to the door. If instead you can make your business something that's a joyful addition to your life and a part of your life as a whole, and start asking questions about being happier with your business, suddenly doorways, as you're walking down the hall, will start to open. So some of the questions you could play with is, gosh, if I were choosing for happiness with my business, what would I choose right now? And see what shows up. What energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to have ease, joy, and glory with our business with total ease and everything that doesn't allow for that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all 9 pod, pox, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So what have you made significant about your business, or unmovable or unchangeable about your business, that if you would be willing to change it or move some pieces of your business around, would actually allow it to be a happier endeavor for you? So another step is looking at your points of view. Your point of view creates your reality, right? So what point of view, or what points of view do you have that detract from your happiness. So I'm going to ask this. What points of view do you have about business and money? And everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, online, podpox, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So for instance, have you decided that business is hard work? Have you decided that money is limited? What if business could be fun? What if business can be something you play with? I mean, looking at, so if you take your day and look at what you need to do in, say, a particular day, how could you play with it to make it more fun? What would be joyful to start with? And then with money is limited, I'm going to ask this, is money really limited? Or is that just something that you've bought and that we've been taught and entrained to? So everything that brings up, would you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, online, podpox, shorts, boys, and beyonds. There is a lot of money out there in the world. There is a lot of it. There really isn't a lack of it. So the more we can get clear on our points of view that limit it and choose towards happiness, the easier it will be for the money to show up for us. Have you decided that business is a serious endeavor? You've got to be serious when it comes to business. Well, look at some of the people that have the most successful businesses in the world. They enjoy it. Look at Richard Branson or Elon Musk. Do they let anything stop them? They've all had setbacks, yet there seems to be this overriding tenacity and a spirit of adventure with their businesses, and they enjoy it. I mean, I look at just within Access itself, Simone Millicis, the creator of Joy of Business. She's brilliant and she's so yummy to be around. She loves business. She's chosen for business to be fun for her. You know, I look at my dad. He is retired now, but he was an attorney, a lawyer, and worked crazy long hours. And he actually loved it. He loved every minute of it. And so, unlike a lot of people, I grew up in a home where I was given the model that you can love what you do. We will return to Steps You Can Take for Happiness after the break.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, and welcome back to Joy of Business Radio as we talk about finding your happy in business. So, steps you can take to finding and discovering your happy in business. Step three, I think we're on three, I don't actually know, but let's say that, is to create your business or your work happy, even if you work for someone else. I tapped into this a little bit earlier, but are you taking advantage of your natural tendencies, like whether you enjoy being outside or inside? Do you like to be warm and cozy or work in a cool environment? Even little things like that can contribute to a happier business and work environment. So some of the things you can look at is, like, if you have your own business in particular, but even if you have a job, like, what time of day are you the most productive? For most of us, there's some time of day that we really get in the groove more easily and can get a ton done, so much more than you realize, because you're energized and excited about what you're doing. So for you, what time of day is that? Can you do some of your tasks or most of your tasks during that time of day? Maybe even especially the things that you don't desire to do, just get them done when you have the most energy. Where do you like to work? One of the things you may notice, if you follow Joy of Business on social media at all, is we have a hashtag business done where. And one of the cool things is you can do business almost anywhere. I've worked in restaurants. I've worked at the beach. I've worked at a beach club while my family was off doing stuff. I sat under an umbrella in the sun on my computer I wasn't even on my computer. I was on my phone getting some stuff done. Where do you like to work? Really? Inside, outside? Is there a particular room you enjoy working in? What about your office if you have one? Is your office a place you enjoy being in? If not, what can you do to change it? Maybe you want to paint a wall or just rearrange things or organize things differently or put up a pretty painting or have fresh cut flowers. And how do you work? Like, in what ways do you work best? Are you including your body in your choices for how you work? As I mentioned earlier, I am not always good at this, yet getting up and moving my body and taking frequent breaks just to move is something that really, really helps up my happiness quotient. I need to do that, and I know it. And sometimes I'll just even put on a song, and as I put it, have a private dance party in my living room as my dogs look at me like I'm crazy. But just dancing, probably while the neighbors watch and judge me, but that's okay. Just dancing for 3 or 4 minutes can energize me enough to get me through the rest of the day if I'm having a slow day. And then are you doing the things you enjoy in terms of work? What tasks have you assigned to yourself? And if you're not doing the things you enjoy, can you mix it up? Do you have people that work with you? Can you delegate some of the tasks you don't enjoy to other people? Are there people working for you that are doing some of the things you'd actually like to do, but don't? There's something called the Peter Principle, where you, and we've talked about it, various facilitators have talked about it on this Joy of Business show before. And there is a book, The Peter Principle, where you put people in the task that they're the best at. Are you doing that for yourself? Do you need to hire someone? If you don't have anyone working for you and you're doing a bunch of things you don't enjoy, is it time to hire someone? I am speaking to myself particularly with this. It's something I put off for a really long time. Yet when I did do it, and I still have a bunch of things I need to hire people to help me with, because there are some things that I need to get done that really aren't my skill set. And I would be much better off hiring someone who's better at it than I am and allowing me to do the things that I'm really good at. So look at that with your business. What can you shift? And are you owning your work happy? And then that brings me to just owning your happy, whatever it is. The biggest key to this is do not let yourself be at the effect of others. Do you ever get around people who are angry or upset or frantic and let their moods or feelings become yours? So everything that is and everywhere you've let yourself be at the effect of others, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it and claim, own, and acknowledge your own reality? And everything that doesn't allow for that, destroy and uncreate it, please. Times a godzillion. Right, wrong, good, battle, nine, pop, pop, shorts, boys, and beyonds. The other people in your life have agendas in relation to you and your success. Do you get points of view from your family or from your friends or from people you work with about how you should or shouldn't run your business, how happy you should and shouldn't be? Everything that is, would you be willing to let it go and again, claim, own, and acknowledge your reality and return to sender everything that doesn't belong to you? Return to sender is another basic access tool that's huge here. Anytime you tap into something that isn't joyful, you can ask, wow, is this mine? Is this someone else's? If it's someone else's, return to sender and then choose for you. And are you letting other people's points of view infect your point of view about your business? Are there people around you that buy into trauma and drama, and are you buying that? Is that even real, or is it just a choice? Sometimes people create trauma and drama to feel alive, like you're working hard. But working hard isn't going to create more happy, and money follows joy. So are you willing to let go of any trauma and drama that you've allowed into your business or into your work or business life? And anything that doesn't allow for that, would you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, battle, nine, pod, pox, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And I'm going to go back to what I talked about a couple segments ago, living in 10-second increments. So choose, then choose again, and choose again. And then ask, is this creating more space and more happy for me? And if not, then make another choice. So what I'd like to do, I think we're getting close to the end of the show, is a quick energy poll with you. And I know some other facilitators and hosts have done this on other Joy of Business shows. So what I'm going to do is ask you to lower all your barriers, expand out, and expand out at least 50,000 miles in all directions, and now expand out to the size of the solar system and the galaxy and universes and beyond. Start asking a question. Universe, who and what contribute to my happiness? What choices can I make that will contribute to my happiness? And they'll start pulling energy, and it's just a request, it's not an effort. Pull energy through the entire universe through your body. Keep pulling and keep pulling. And you feel your heart space open up. Will trickle energy out. So just keep pulling. More, 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 more. Turn it up. And now trickle little trickles of energy out. It could be like champagne bubbles of energy or little rivers of energy out to everyone and everything that will contribute to your happiness in your life and with your business. And now pull energy back through all of that, those things, those people, those situations, whatever it is, through you, through your body, like you're a screen door. And now trickle energy back out to everything and everyone that will contribute to your happiness. And then pull it all back into you again. And one more time. Trickle energy out to everyone and everything that will contribute to joy and happiness for you. Pull it all back through you. Excellent. So now, what if, in regards to this, your only job is to be aware and to start to notice what the choices are you can make? Thank you so much for joining me today on Joy of Business Radio. You can find out more about Joy of Business at accessjoyofbusiness.com.